Contrary to popular belief, researchers have found that men gossip just as much as women. In one English study, both sexes devoted the same amount of conversation time, about 65%, to social topics such as personal relationships. In another, the difference was found to be quite small, with gossip accounting for 55% of male conversation time and 67% of female time. As sport and leisure have been shown to occupy about 10% of conversation time, discussion of football could well account for the difference. Men were certainly found to be no more likely than women to discuss important or sophisticated subjects such as politics, work, art, and cultural matters, except, and this was a striking difference, when women were present. On their own, men gossip with no more than 5% of conversation time devoted to non-social subjects such as work or politics. It is only in mixed-sex groups, where there are women to impress, that the proportion of male conversation time devoted to these more sophisticated subjects increases dramatically to between 15 and 20%. In fact, recent research has revealed only one significant difference in terms of content between male and female gossip. Men spend much more time talking about themselves. Of the total time devoted to conversation about social relationships, men spend two-thirds talking about their own relationships, while women only talk about themselves one-third of the time. Despite these findings, the myth is still widely believed, particularly among males, that men spend their conversations solving the world's problems, while the women folk gossip in the kitchen. In my focus groups and interviews, most English males initially claimed that they did not gossip, while most of the females readily admitted that they did. On further questioning, however, the difference turned out to be more a matter of language than practice. What the women were happy to call gossip, the men defined as exchanging information. Clearly, there is a sense of dishonor attached to gossip among English males, an unwritten rule to the effect that even if what one is doing is gossiping, it should be called something else. Perhaps even more important, it should sound like something else. In my gossip research, I found that the main difference between male and female gossip is that female gossip actually sounds like gossip.